Our sermon today is based on a reading from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 9. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife Sarai and his brother's son Lot and all the possessions that they had gathered and the persons whom they acquired in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak of Moreh. At that time the Canaanites were in the land. Then the Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." So he built there an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. From there he moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and invoked the name of the Lord. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. God who calls us, lead us to the places where you want us to go. I certainly don't want to overdo the "I dare you" thing, so don't worry, I won't. There's only this sermon and next week's that focus on the "I dare you" theme. But I hope I have set the foundation for us to think about the various ways God dares us to be more than we are, so that for the rest of the year, we strive to see how biblical people dared and did, and how we can follow their examples. Now here's a brave, daring example. Our spiritual ancestor, Abram, out of the blue, God called to him and said, "I dare you to leave your home, your family, your country, and go someplace else. Leave it all behind and trust me to lead you to a place of promise. I dare you, Abram." Would you take that kind of dare, no matter who it came from, even if it came from God? Abram didn't start out as a believer in Yahweh. Later scripture indicates that he copied the practices of the pagans around him by worshiping idols as they did. So how did Abram find out about God? How did he come to discard the idols and embrace the one true God? There's a sweet little rabbinic story about how that happened. The legend says when Abram was out in the field with his flocks one night, he looked up at the sky and saw a brilliant star. "That's my God," he said. But as the night went on, the star disappeared, and Abram realized it was useless to worship a God that died out in the darkness, that wasn't always there. Then the moon rose and flooded the earth with light. "The moon is even more beautiful and brighter than the star. That's my God," Abram said. But the moon disappeared too as the night began to give way to day. Then the sun rose, piercing through the darkness. "That's my God," Abram said. But of course, at the end of the day, the sun had disappeared too. Abram started to think, where had the star, the moon, and the sun come from? Who had made them? And then the sure knowledge came to him, the one who created the star, the moon, and the sun. "That's my God," he declared. And when he realized this momentous truth, that was when God called him. That was when God made those awesome promises to Abram. That was when God challenged him to accept God's dare. It took a lot of faith to take that dare. It was a test of obedience. It's implied that when Abram gave up idolatry, the people in the country where he lived were angry. So God told him to leave Haran for his own safety and so he could worship freely and correctly elsewhere. Abram dared to believe God would fulfill the promises God had made to him, and he understood those promises could only be fulfilled if he went forth in obedience to God's call. Abram didn't say, "Show me the land first, then I'll go." God said, "Go," and Abram went. Were the promises the lure? Was Abram wanting to see how good God could be? Was Abram wanting to see just what God meant by saying he, Abram, would be a blessing? God didn't say, "Stay where you are, and I will bless you." God said, "Go," and Abram went. The scripture says Abram was 75 years old when he started out. How can I put this so I don't insult anyone? It was a ripe older age. 75 is when people begin thinking about settling down, not starting out anew. Abram might have been getting ready to retire and draw Social Security, and then came the command from God. Nope, it's not time to pull out the old rocking chair and sit back and relax and watch the world go by from your front porch. Get up, Abram. Take on one more adventure. So yes, Abram was on his way to the land of promise. But I also recently heard someone on the radio likening our senior years to traveling to an unknown destination. They said old age is a country none of us have ever been to, but many of us will go to, we hope. If we are lucky enough to reach our 70s, our 80s, even our 90s, hello George and Obi and Helen, we will enter an uncharted territory, a land where we've never been before. So how do we navigate through this land of aching joints, memory lapses, and health concerns? Well, just the same way Abram navigated his way through the new land in the Negev, in Canaan, in Shechem. Abram's worship of God was foremost in his life. He thanked God for every blessed step he took, every beautiful sight he saw, every new day when he found himself in a new place. Everywhere Abram went, he built an altar to honor God. His altar was a sign of God's presence, not only for himself and for his own entourage, but also for the people among whom they wandered. It was a public profession of faith. Building an altar was Abram's way of saying, "Thank you, God, for bringing me here." His altar didn't confine God to that one space for all time. It couldn't, because God is everywhere. The altar was more a statement of, here is a place where I have met God. Where will I meet God next? As we enter the wilderness of, I hate to say old age, let's call it our older adventure time, we can thank God for being with us every step of the way and taking care of us. It's a privilege to enter that unknown land of our golden years. Not many people make it that far. And if you're wondering why you're still around after all these years, well, perhaps God has plans for you, just as God had plans for Abram, to bless you and make you a blessing to others, to share your wisdom and insight and learnings with others, especially younger people. God says to you in the words of the famous poem, "Grow old along with me, the best is yet to be." Even when you think you're old and over and finished, when you're about ready to say, "Stick a fork in me, God, I'm done," God may still have a plan and a place for you. Just like Abram, we don't always know where we're going. We don't always know where we will end up. But we always know we can trust God to lead us on this great, exciting journey called life. We know if we pause to praise God and worship God and consult God as we travel on, God will bring us to the place where we need to be, eventually. Abram did a lot of wandering around, and he even fought in some battles as he wended his way to Canaan, but he was always aware that God was with him. Now, sure, there were some hardships. There was a famine in Egypt when Abram went there. And sure, there were a couple of times he had a lapse in his steadfast faith. Remember the time he tried to trick Abimelech and pass off his wife Sarai as his sister instead of depending on God's protection? For God had said the ones who cursed Abram would be cursed instead. And he had his moments of doubt about that part of God's promise where God said he would be the father of a great nation. But how could that happen if Sarai was barren and they were getting on in years? But he never sat down and gave up. He kept pressing forward, blessing forward. He took God's dare and see where it led him? See how God blessed him? Look around. We are that blessing. We are part of Abram's continually growing family. We dare to take that first tentative step into new territory. We dare to believe God is going to bless us in mighty and marvelous ways, just as God blessed Father Abraham. We dare to build an altar on which we place our praises and petitions, and indeed our whole selves, so God can mold us into people of blessing. Abram went into the midst of some terrible people and made a stand for God. His building an altar was an act of defiance. All you people here may worship idols, the sun, the moon, the stars, even as I did once. But I am here to tell you that I now worship the one who made the sun, the moon, and the stars. It was not a popular stance, but Abram dared to share with the people he met what he had learned about God. This was one way he was a blessing to them, teaching them the truth and bringing them out of the darkness of idolatry into light of God's love. Abram has blazed a path of faith for us to follow. Years later, one of his descendants would say to his followers, to us, deny yourselves and take up your cross and follow me. Give up all you have and come, follow me. Jesus also said, no one who has left father or mother, houses or land for my sake, there's no one who won't receive a hundredfold reward here and everlasting life beyond. What an exciting promise. If we go out as God bids us, dares us, God will show us what to do next and where to go next. God doesn't call us out and then strand us in the wilderness. God doesn't abandon us to our own devices and direction, no more than Jesus left the disciples stranded in the boat on the turbulent lake. That should be more than enough impetus for us to drop all we have and follow God, just as Abram did. May we dare to accept Jesus' challenge. May we dare to walk in Father Abram's footsteps, to walk in the path of promise and find the blessings God has in store for us. And even more, may we be the blessing God asks us to be, the spark in the dark, the good, kind word, the sharing of what we know of God. And may we trust in God to provide, to keep the promises made to us, every last one. And remember, not all who wander are lost. Let us pray. God, give us the courage of Father Abram. Teach us to trust you when you call us and go where you ask us to go. Lead us along the path of promise and show us how we can be a blessing to others. Thank you for the courage and belief of Abram. May you bless all his children, wherever they are, including us. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Forgive us our trespasses. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. O Lord, lead us not into temptation, but save us from evil. And the kingdom and the power and the glory forever will be yours. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, our Father who art in heaven, our Father.